buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
My name is Jake McGavin.
Yes, it is. Okay, Jake McGavin. Well, Jeff, what you said that you have liked this film better each time you've seen it. What's one of your favorite parts? What's something you maybe noticed this time that you didn't before?
You know, you keep blindsiding me with these B experts, and I'm just, I'm taken aback. I'm trying to recover, but it's fine. Because it's a beautiful film. So any chance I have to watch a charming movie like B Movie and then discuss it, I'll take, even if it results in just constant blindsides from you.
Can I just really quick reiterate this?
Yeah, let's hear from the B Movie expert that hasn't seen the movie.
I am not a bee expert. I am not an expert in the bee movie.
Oh.
I went to college for writing. I majored in English. And I am very into bee movie fiction, specifically erotic fan fiction. Oh. So, Jeffrey, no offense, but I don't really understand what you're upset about, because you and I operate in two completely different arenas, it would seem.
Yeah, no, and I think that's fair, Jake. I guess I'm more upset with Mike than with you. Like, you're a little bit irrelevant the conversation right now as far as I see it. But, like, you know, I'm not trying to be insulting to you whatsoever. I'm actually the one that was insulted.
I see.
I'm actually the victim here.
Well, why don't we just actually, real quick, actually, Jake, then, sorry, not to interrupt, but kind of to interrupt. Jake, your first viewing, was there a part in the film that really clicked with you and your appreciation of fiction?
I didn't really care for the film, to be honest with you. I mean, the fan fiction that I have seen on the internet is great. There's some really great writers out there. And it's actually more impressive that because the movie is kind of a mess, that they actually were able to put together some great pieces of writing out there.
All right. Well, I mean, screw it. Do you have any examples of this? Can you open our eyes into this expanded B-movie universe?
Of what? Examples of what?
Of some of the fiction you've found.
Oh, you want me to read it, you mean?
If you have some, I mean, if you have something maybe you've written, perhaps, that you could share?
Jeffrey, would that be okay with you? I know you're a little on edge already. Would that be an issue for you at all?
Yeah, no, I think this will be great just to understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
So thanks for asking, I guess.
Sure. Mike, do you want, would you like something short or medium or long?
Maybe give us just a nice medium one.
Okay, let's start with a medium one.
Is this something that you've written, or are you reading something that
Again, for the third time, I am an expert in B-movie erotic fan fiction. These are stories that I have pulled from the internet.
Oh, so you didn't write this. You've just catered this for us?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is called Bee Food / Diet.
Oh,
maybe okay. I did write this. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Barry B. Benson. That's the main character. That's Jerry Seinfeld's character from the film, right?
That's correct.
Barry B. Benson took off his little bee sweater. I'm home, he sang. I'm home, he sang, calling for the love of his life. Vanessa, a real-life human woman, which is not true because she's CGI, so they got
a
detail wrong there, walked into the living room of their home. Are you hungry, my tiny lover? She asked. You betcha. Pretend this is Jerry Seinfeld saying this. Okay. You betcha. It's been a long day at the Hive. What's for dinner? I have something special in mind. And pretend this is like a Renee Zellweger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa placed her sexy human leg onto the coffee table, okay?
Okay.
The ends of her yellow striped robe falling aside, showing Barry a peek at her delicious human honeypot. I started prepping something for you to eat, but I need you to finish it off. Bzzz. Barry flapped his wings, excited sexually. I love eating a meal that fills you up, my human lover. Then get your tiny but attentive bee tongue over here and buzz my... No.
Is he crying? What's happening?
I'm crying a little bit myself. This is very
puss
beautiful.
Puss hive? Until you're covered in my Human love honey.
Wow, this is beautiful.
I should have read this before I started. Barry may have had a hard day of work, but he was ready for this new task. The only thing he loved more than his real-life human being wife was spending sexy interspecies sex time with her. Mm. Barry flew seductively and landed on her thigh. Time to find out what the deal with your airplane food is, Barry winked. Mm. It's a Seinfeld joke. Mm-hmm. And disappeared within her sticky folds. The end.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
So that's kind of a sample of what the type of stuff that you'll find on the internet, because there's a lot of fans of the B-movie out there.
Oh, well, that was very, I'd say, touching, personally.
Mm.
Jeff, how did you feel being the B-expert about this story that Jake has shared?
I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I think I had Jake all wrong. I totally misunderstood what kind of a B-expert you were having on the show, Mike. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of want to hear more, because I felt, you know, the B-movie had a really touching love story, but I mm-hmm. feel like this really kicked it up a notch. You know, like, there were some things in there that I wasn't even really sure, like, what it, you know, I want to know more, you know, so.
Thank you for saying that, Jeffrey. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that really kind of frames up the relationship that happens within the film between this bee and a human, which seems weird at first, but love knows no boundaries, I think, is what this story really proves.
Evidently.
Jake, do you happen to maybe have a short one we can throw in there that we can talk to some stuff or maybe take a call or something?
I have a short one, but I mean, what if I'm just here reading this, what's Jeffrey here for? Like, he's a bee expert. Are we going to get into bee stuff or what's...
How about this? How about you read us a short one and then Jeff, our bee expert here, would you feel okay talking about maybe some of the realities of bees within these things that Jake is sharing? Or you know, what they got right and what they got wrong.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we get to hear more from Jake, I'd be happy to, you know, if there's anything I can add.
Okay,
cool. I just, you know, Jeffrey, I just didn't want you to feel left out of this at all, because I know that you were a little on edge earlier, so.
Yeah, and I know this isn't my podcast, so I don't want to step on toes here, but Mike, you know, said maybe a short story, but, you know, don't sacrifice like the length for quality, right? Like, if you've got a really good quality story that you want to share and it's not quite as short, I say just go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up to you, Jake. However you'd like to, whatever you have to share.
Well, this is one called Flowers. Let me read this to you guys.
Okay.
I found this on the internet. This is by a lovely young a woman named Patricia Flowers.
Ah, that's nice.
It's called Flowers, oddly enough, too. The petunia, this is like Jeff, I thought you'd like this. This is kind of like a poem.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. The petunia opened its soft petals each morning. It knew its lovers would be coming. And every morning, the bees would come. And the morning dew moistened the soft petals of the flowers. The bees would rub their fuzzy thoraxes against the pestle of the yearning plants. Mm. That's right. Okay. That's right. Each morning, the bees would fuck the ever-buzzing shit out of the field of petunias, and each morning... And each morning, the petunias came.
He's crying. I'm pretty sure he's crying.
This is so beautiful, this poem.
I don't know if you guys have COVID where you are.
We do.
But we have it here, and my parents are right upstairs. So I'm trying to be a little careful here.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I said
that's what it sounds like when I laugh.
Oh,
yeah. So just don't be confused by any other noises I've made personally.
Okay.
Wow. So Jeff, what do you think about this?
Well, I think, you know, I think ultimately what that story tells me is that the bee is ultimately an unknowable being. Mm. You know, we can't really know the depths of a bee, you know, and in the movie, you know, Jerry Seinfeld is kind of the face of the bee.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way this poem kind of took the focus away from the bee and focused you in on the petunia. Mm-hmm. Is that the flower in question? Yeah. And it's pretty wet petunia.
Mm-hmm. It really kind of brought to my mind the moment in the movie after, I don't know, the seventh or eighth act or something like that, when the world is dying because there is no pollen for the flowers. But this really brings home another new field of petunias that the bees can pollinate and save the world. And I feel like this is saving many things.
I liked the part where the bees came.
Mm, to the fields?
No.
Oh, okay. well, these are fantastic. I'm loving these stories. I didn't think we'd get into this. Obviously, I thought you were a different style of bee expert, Jake, but this...
Wait, you did?
What?
You thought he was a different step because I thought I was the only one that thought you had on a real bee expert.
No, I tried to book another bee expert despite you, but it turns out it's a different style of bee expert. So it's actually, ruined by my own petard or whatever they say. This is way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're humble. Why don't we take a call? I got a call on the phone line here with a question about stuff here. Why don't we take this and we can get back to discussing the movie. Jake, maybe if you have some more fiction, we can go into that and stuff. But yeah, let's do this call real quick and see what we got going on.
Hi, Mike. I know you all love bees and you all love bee movie, but I'm really wondering, do you believe in beeses? Do you believe Jesus will save us all? Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting question, not really about the movie.
What I wonder, though, is maybe this person... So, like, earlier this year, I was alerted to the existence of this beehive. Do you know what I'm talking about? The kids are crazy, for they're all in the beehive, and it's like the name of the fan club for Beyoncé.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And so maybe when, I don't know, there's usually like some really cool new clever way of saying like Beyonce or something, you know, like Queen Bee or Bay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're calling Beyonce Beezus. And she called in like, you know, to maybe she thought this was like a beehive related podcast or something. She wants to talk about Beyonce.
So
Beyonce might save us all.
I mean,
Jerry
I hope
Seinfeld
so.
In the B movie is not going to save anyone.
No. Beyonce seems a bit more with it.
Yeah. Barry in the movie is basically a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think there, Jake?
About what?
Do you believe in Beezus?
No, I don't know what that is, really. I mean...
I think it's Beyonce.
Is there some sort of, no, answer's no.
That's fair. I mean, you know, not everyone has to believe in Beezus. Some people do. Some people
there wasn't
don't.
Any sort of God figure in the movie from what I saw.
No, yeah, that's a great point.
Did you watch the movie? I'm still unclear whether you watched the movie.
Well, it was on the TV.
All right, good start.
And I was in the room,
mm-hmm.
and we can take it from there.
All right. Mm. Were you maybe distracted looking up more? Because I know, okay, so personally, if I hear maybe a song from a new artist and it reminds me of something I already know, I'm at this point in my life where I just want to listen to the thing I know. So I'm like, oh, that reminded me of this band or this song. So I don't like the new thing. I want the old thing. Did perhaps watching this now for the first time make you just kind of want to search and read new B-movie fan fiction?
That's what it is, Mike. Mm. I mean, during the movie, I pulled up some of the fiction, you know, because that's how I spend most of my free time is searching and you've reading got a, this stuff.
And you got a lot of it, I guess, because of COVID, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know, yeah, my attention dipped in and out a little bit because I was, you know, it's all about the fanfic.
Well, that's fair. Well, do you have something else you'd like to read us? That while you maybe you pulled up during this, maybe something a little more substantial?
Oh, like a longer one?
Sure.
Yeah, let me just finish this text.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want to know why he thought that a poem would be appealing to me. He said, like, for the last story, he was like, this one's for you.
Well, it seems like he's trying to bridge a friendship there. I mean, I would let him speak for himself, but he is finishing a text, so I'm just going to assume that maybe he wanted to bridge some sort of friendship towards you, since I did come in to spite you.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, maybe you just felt that way, Jeff, that Jake had spoken to your soul with this poem he found.
I did feel that way, actually. I'm pretty sure he said that, but okay. I also feel it.
Well, then, Jeffrey, this one's definitely for you. I think you're going to love it. It's called Education. This was written by actually a friend of mine, you know, within the B-movie fanfic circle, you know, you get friendly with people. Sometimes things at conventions, you know, take a turn, unexpected turn, and that's okay. But this is written by a person that I know named Dan.
Oh, Dan, huh?
Dove?
Gan Dove?
No, Dan Dove.
Dan Dove.
Yeah.
That's a very good sounding real name. I can't wait to hear what they've written and you're going to share with us.
Barry B. Benson, again, the main character from B-Movie, couldn't wait to start his new job at Hunnex.
That's the job he has in the movie.
Right. Plot point in the film.
Great.
But he needed to graduate from B school first. Barry's teacher walked into the classroom, or as she was calling it today, the SAS room. Why am I the only one here? Barry asked Mrs. Buzzy. We need to talk about your grades, Barry.
Oh, no.
I've noticed you've been distracted this semester. I think that's why you haven't earned all B's.
Oh, that's what they say in the movie. He says he passed with all B's. Is this a prequel? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, groaned Barry. Is there something I can do to get all B's? I gotta get that one single job at Hunnex. Mrs. Buzzy looked at Barry sadly, but then winked. I know what you can do. I'll tell you what. For each subject in school, if you make me cream honey, I'll give you the B you deserve. Barry smiled. This was the part of school he liked. Let's see how you are at spelling. Barry walked up to Mrs. Buzzy. What's funny?
I'm crying. Joy crying. This is very beautiful.
Barry walked up to Mrs. Buzzy and held her hands, then dropped down to his knees.
Oh, okay.
Barry began nuzzling her sweet spot, making muffled noises as he did. IVE, Mrs. Buzzy knew what he was doing. Beehive, that's perfect, Barry. You get a B. Now show me your math. Barry smiled with pleasure, then turned around. Barry's stinger grew from his backside and he slowly slid it between her legs and up to her lower thorax. What number am I thinking of? Asked Mrs. Buzzy. That's easy, Barry responded with an excited grin on his face. He began vibrating his stinger and slowly rubbing it against Mrs. Buzzy's bee pussy.
Oh, I'm crying. Once, so hard. It's beautiful.
Twice, 10, 11. He kept rubbing faster and faster. 66, 67, 68. stick it in your for your final answer, Mrs. Buzzy excitedly moaned. 69, Barry cried. Mrs. Buzzy pulled Barry close. You didn't pollinate yet, did you, Barry? Because that was a perfect score. B+.
Oh, good job, Barry. That's great.
Now for your final answer. God damn it.
What's wrong? What's are you okay? Jake?
I can hear my mom right above me. Spray your honey all over my fuzzy bee breasts. Barry didn't waste a nanosecond. He was ready to burst. He climbed on top of the teacher's desk and pulled his stinger. Isn't this going to kill him, though?
We'll find out. I mean, I can't wait to hear what
I'm taking
Dan
notes. Yeah, I'm taking wrote. Notes.
Yeah.
And pulled his stinger between his legs, taking as careful aim as his buzzing body could. Damn it. And it's just, can someone else finish this or no?
Can you send me a link real quick? Do you want me to?
No, I'll just do it. He sprayed his honey all over Mrs. Buzzy's bee tits and face. I'm coming, bee, Barry cried. Mrs. Buzzy was pleased. She licked her lips and gave Barry his reward. You pass, Barry, all bees. Now go to your next class. But today, 3 p.m. in my classroom, you have a pop quiz. Or should I say pop... Oh, God. Fuck.
What?
Or should I say pop bee jizz?
Oh.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it sounds like a pun on pop quiz.
Mrs. Buzzy winked and patted Barry's little bee ass as he walked out of the classroom at the end. Shit.
Wow, that was beautiful. That's...
Yeah, yeah.
I understand why you really enjoyed reading that during the movie and why that drew your attention.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you have any comments from as a bee expert of the anatomy and habits and life practices of bees? Do you have any comments?
Did it turn you on, Jeff? Did it turn you on at all?
I guess the minimum that I could say is that I'm excited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, as the only actual bee expert here, I should say that there are some inaccuracies in that story.
Uh-oh.
Right? Oh. Like what?
I don't blame Jake for that because he doesn't even really know what he's doing here.
Well.
So that's fine. Nonetheless, some inaccuracies. I mean, I don't even think bees have a thorax, right?
What is a thorax?
Wait, isn't their whole body?
Is the whole thing? Then it's not a thorax.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Look, the point is, maybe there is a thorax.
I love our bee expert knows this.
I'm just saying, like, if like the thorax is like between the main body and the head, right? So they can't just be all thorax.
I mean, that's a neck. Yeah. I think the thorax is the whole body. And then there's like an upper and a lower and a mid. I'm not the bee expert. I've only watched this
movie. You're not the bee expert. I'm the bee expert. I'm telling you, okay. There's some goddamn inaccuracies in that story.
I'm sorry about this.
But I like the story.
Can you guys hold on 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Siri, bee thorax. She says, I didn't get that. So I don't think there is one. Jeff's right.
All right, good to know. Thank you for this information, and thank you for confirming it, Jake.
Yeah, that's why I'm the bee expert. Wait, what do you mean Jake confirming it? He's not even the bee expert.
I'm Jake. Yeah, thanks, Jeff, you mean.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah,
that's what he meant, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, so there's no thorax. So then if there is no thorax on a bee, Jeff, where are the, I believe I heard fuzzy bee tits? Where are those on a bee?
Wait, seriously?
I thought they were on a thorax.
Look, I thought we moved way past like basic bee anatomy in like the first couple years that I was on this show.
Oh, okay.
So I was kind of moving on to like a more like, you know, the bee is unknowable kind of bent for this episode. But yeah, no, the tits are there. The tits are totally
great
there.
Great to know. All right. Okay. Well, Jake, is there?
Yeah, I got something I want to say.
Okay, we hear it.
I thought Vanessa had nice tits in this movie.
Oh,
that's a human though, so that's not perverted to say.
Technically not, I guess. That's right. I mean, pervert.
Not huge or anything, but just nice, you know.
Okay. All right. So would you say you're an expert? Are you explicitly an expert in B movie erotic fanfic, or just kind of in general fanfic?
Oh no, I don't. I can't think of a time I've even read any other fanfiction. It's specifically B movie fanfiction, and obviously Vanessa is in a lot of the story, so it was finally nice to put a face and a body to the name.
Oh boy, okay. It's good. Do you have any other stories about other characters that you found that you enjoy?
I could do one more if you want. I don't want to do this, you know, all day.
No, here. But do that. Give us the one more about, if you have it, another character in the film. We'll do that, and then we'll close out.
Okay, well, this is actually a poem, and I know that I said before that I did a poem, but I don't think that was a poem before. I think it was just a short story.
Okay,
this is a poem.
Oh, so you're saying if that was a poem, it's not by how much of a poem this one is.
Yeah, like this is the real shit, right?
So
here.
Is this the one you picked out for me then?
This is the one that I picked out for you, Jeffrey, because I know that you're a bee expert, and I thought that you would appreciate this one.
Okay, all right.
Perfect.
So this is called The Old Bee and the Cricket, and it was written by my, it's not somebody that I've met in person, but I know of them from the fan fiction circles, and their name is Jerry. Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Yeah, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Jerry.
All right.
Kind of a weird last name.
Wait, Jerry Stan Jerry?
His first name is Stan and his last name is Jerry.
I getcha, I see. Yeah, easy to mix those up.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
This is called The Old Bee and the Cricket.
All right.
There was an old bee and a cricket. The bee's stinger, he wanted to stick it. Hmm. So he asked real nice, and the cricket said twice, "You can stick." Oh, it's a limerick.
Oh,
I'm gonna start over.
Okay, start over, please. Thank you.
Okay. There was an old bee and a cricket. The bee's stinger, he wanted to stick it. So he asked real nice, and the cricket said twice, "You can stick if you then let me lick it."
Okay. all right. So that was about the old Barry's uncle, I believe, who throughout the film does have relations with a cricket throughout mentioned.
I'm not sure because I stopped watching the movie after the courtroom scene.
Mm. Well, I think there was a scene with him before and then also after the courtroom scene, but that's fine. It's kind of, I've seen this movie 10, 12, whatever times, and I know it's kind of in the background, this whole like weird thing. So this is a real meta poem Stan wrote.
Right. Stan Jerry wrote.
Well, what do you think about that, Jeff? That bee and a cricket relationship?
You know, like I said, like the bee is basically an unknowable, you know, we can't really know what the bee was thinking in this poem.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I don't really know. Like, this is art. I don't really feel qualified to, like...
Yeah, it's not really his thing.
Yeah, and as far... And I can't really speak about the cricket. I mean, what the fuck do I know about crickets?
Mm.
Maybe you should have a goddamn cricket expert on the show next time, Mikey.
Well, maybe next year. This is a yearly thing. Maybe next year we'll have both of you back, and maybe we can have a cricket expert on who could talk about the cricket story and maybe an art expert to talk about this art that has been shared with us. Are you okay there, Jake? I heard a bit of a sigh.
Yeah. I took an allergy pill. I'm starting to get a little sleepy.
Mm.
How old is Jake?
Me?
Yeah, you're Jake, right?
Yeah.
Oh. What? How old are you?
31.
Good age.
It's good age. Okay.
Well, thank you both for joining me on this 2021 annual B Movie Mania Presents B Movie Mania. Do you guys have Jeff, do you have any sort of closing thoughts on B Movie or any of the stories that Jake shared with us?
Look, the B Movie is amazing. The fanfic is amazing. I didn't even, it's opened a new world to me, and I appreciate Jake for that. And most importantly, Mike, I forgive you. I forgive you for the blindsides and the constant.
Thank you so much. I forgive you too. Jake, what about you? Do you have any closing thoughts on as much of the film as you saw before you got knuckle deep in these fan fictions?
Again, didn't care for the film. Mm. Favorite part was Vanessa, obviously. But if you want to read more B-movie erotic fanfic, I do have a Tumblr, which I know is not very, like a popular thing anymore, but I maintain it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read more, you can go to that Tumblr. Could you post a link to that below, Mike?
Yeah, we'll have a link of the fanfic you have found. We'll just put it into the posts.
Right.
Maybe we'll post it out on Twitter. Who knows?
Well, could you just link it? Because I'd rather they go to my Tumblr.
Oh, you want them to go to your Tumblr. I thought they got rid of family unfriendly content on Tumblr.
Well, you can't show any nudity, but they still...
You can describe it.
You can get around it.
You could talk about fuzzy bee tits on Tumblr and it's fine.
Yeah. It's actually fuzzybeetits.tumblr.com.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, we'll make sure we link fuzzybeetits.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for being on the podcast again. For you, Jeff and Jake. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll get some more lovely treats from you.
That's me, Jake McGavin.
That is who you are. thank you. Jeff, as a B expert, do you have anything to plug? Perhaps a new album you have put out?
Yeah, that's the perfect segue to talk about my latest music project, Describe Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know we're running out of time, so I'll just leave it at that. Find the go to describejohnny.tumblr.com.
Well, I'll put that link in there. I'll put that link in there too.
Yeah. And you'll find it there. It's just fun to be making music again. Because I have so much to say, so much to give.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining again. And, I thank you, listeners. Thank you for loving B Movie. And being B Movie Maniacs, I have been everyone's number one favorite B Movie Maniac, Michael Hayes. Good night and good bee sting. I'm a bee.